Joined by Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings for a few minutes now. Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're doing good. The record is good. Last week did not go so well. How do you sort of rate where your team is at this point, you know, with a few days of practice to get in before you play again?
Well, Kevin, we're probably one of the only teams in the country that, at least high major conference teams, that we've played nine games of the magnitude that we've played. Six of them have been outside of our home building. So, you know, we really took on a lot of tough competition our first nine games. We did so intentionally. Last week did not go the way we wanted it to, and but you know, we're not where we want to be, and yet I don't think we're very far off. But we're really banged up. Really banged up. We've got a guy with a concussion, a guy that's out sick, a guy with a foot injury. I mean, we haven't had three guys in practice for a few days now, and so it's hard to tell where we're at when you don't have everybody going, and you know that slows your progress. But I was fine, pretty much with. At least what had happened record-wise until the Western Kentucky game. But I just felt like our effort defensively was so poor against Illinois that I had to call some players' attention to it. So hopefully we can make our defense better this week before we play Tennessee State on Saturday.
Kevin, you know, watching that Vanderbilt and Western Kentucky game back on Friday, to me the most disappointing things were, you know, watching guards take it right to the basket, you know, for Western, and then also, you know, seeing Vanderbilt at times, you know, getting beat to loose balls or out-rebounded and that sort of thing. How much at some point does it have to fall on the players themselves to decide that they're going to make improvements in those areas? I mean, you can only, you know, do your thing so much in practice, but it falls on the leaders of the team, you know, at some point to kind of bring them around.
Well, I think that at any point in a season, it's, you know, if we're going to be successful, it's going to be because of the players. It's not going to be because of me. I can tell you that. We can give them guidance on what to do and those kinds of things. But, you know, some of those loose balls, and this has happened to us a couple of games, but those balls, you know, air balls get shot, and they go off our hands, and they get them, and it's not like we're not in position to get them. For some reason, we don't come up with a ball, and I don't know if it's just how the moon and the stars are aligned that particular day or what the case might be, but I think that we just... Again, we had a player or two or three that had fallen into a comfort zone of maybe their only responsibility to our team was what they did on the offensive end, and defensively that really let kind of the fiber, it was breaking the fiber of our team, and so unfortunately we had a little bit of a mess going into the Western Kentucky game, and we couldn't get it exactly right before we played them, and like I said, hopefully we'll get it right this week.
Is it good news that it's this is early in the whole scheme of things in the season to try to, you know, mix and match and try to fix this thing before you get into conference play?
Oh, there's no question, Frank. It'd rather happen now than in conference. And again, the Western game is the only game that, Cincinnati's a very good team, and Illinois, especially on their court, is a good team. And so the Western game was the only game where, if you want to call it underachieving, or if you want to call it whatever you want to call it, it's the only game that we have let get away from us that should have been won from our perspective. And you don't like to have any of those games when you're on your schedule, on your season, or you look back and you lost a game you shouldn't have lost. But yeah, I think it's the fact that it happened early in the season is is at least better than having it happen during the conference season. And it certainly gives us time to fix it and that sort of thing. But, again, we've had one of the toughest schedules, literally one of the very toughest schedules in the country up to this point. And we're a game away from where we probably should be with our team and our schedule. And so it's not terrible. But what really matters most, and I think, Frank, this is kind of what you're alluding to maybe a little bit, what matters most is what we do from here.
Right.
The Western Kentucky game is not going to be a game that decides whether we get in the NCAA tournament or not. What matters is how we handle what's happened to us and what we do with it from here.
Kevin, no secret how you feel about A.J. Ogilvie on a personal level, the high regard you have for him. But it's also no secret that he's been underproductive. How much of that is his plantar fasciitis in his foot? And how much of it is just from the neck up?
Well, I don't know, Mark. I know that his foot's been bothering him. We came back from Illinois the next morning. There were no signs of it hurting in the game the night before. The next morning, he was in pain. He practiced all of about, I don't know, in the 2 days before the Western Kentucky game, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 10. And you know, looked like he hadn't had any practice time in the Western Kentucky game and has not practiced since. So, we've shut him down. We're going to try to bring him back on Thursday. And so it's just kind of an ongoing thing. Obviously, when he's healthy and his mind's right, like Arizona and Missouri and DePaul, particularly in the second half, AJ's a very good player, and it's become difficult though because we don't know whether he's going to be there. We don't know whether he's not going to be there, and that part is. Is a little bit keeping our team out of balance because we don't know whether he's going to be healthy enough to play and that sort of thing. And so that's a little bit debilitating because, you know, everybody's sitting around waiting, okay, is AJ okay, is AJ okay? And one of my staff members, I think very astutely said the other day, we've just got to get Festus ready to help us win big games. So that's what we've got to try to do in the event that AJ's not available.
And we're speaking to Kevin Stallings, Vanderbilt head basketball coach. You've got the luxury, if we can call it that, of being able to go about 11 deep. But are you going to tighten that rotation as you approach conference play? And is that any factor in the last two losses?
Well, I think that we have to tighten it. We're gonna start shortening our bench maybe very quickly. Because you can't play 11 and I call it a problem. The problem that we have is sometimes there's not the amount of separation that you would like to have as a coach, to justify maybe the players 10 and 11, why they're not playing. In that case, it kind of becomes an arbitrary decision that you make. That okay, listen, we've just decided that this is what we're going to do, and again, it's hard to shorten the bench and hard to get a definite rotation when you have guys that are out of lineup when they're not available to practice so we would like to shorten the rotation. We'd like to get it to 9 and maybe even 8 if we have to, but it's difficult to do that when you've got guys that are out of the lineup that you know are going to be in the rotation when they're healthy.